Welcome everybody, share number 1193. Well, any today, Lila Nishmas, Mujidayif, Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas, Belima, Basra, Moshe, and our learning of Hilchas Shabbos, Shitaka, be a protection from all of Klal Yisrael. It should be Megan on Klal Yisrael, the learning of Hilchas Shabbos. Getting back to our Malacha of Sheikhet slaughtering. Okay, we're trying to finish up a few more ons and ends. The Malacha of Sheikhet slaughtering, and then we hope to start that with Hashem. Goizeis. The Melacha of Goizeis shearing. Okay, so we've been talking about the subject of Sekreshet Lei Ichbes Lei, Sekreshet Lei Nichalei, meaning if an action is done, and but Lemaisa, the person doesn't want it. For example, they do an action, it'll cause them to bleed, but they don't want to bleed, right? In such a case in time. And we're talking about a case in time whereby somebody is bitstar. They have a lot of, either pain or it's extremely annoying or something along those lines. So we've been talking about these issues that the Makam Tsar, even if you'll say he brings down the Sefer Klalim on page Reish Pei Aleph, it's a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, this whole causing one to bleed in such a way because they don't want the bleeding Bechlal. And then you have Psikreshet Le'ichbesle on top of that. So, okay, it gets a little bit lumdish how you slice it and dice it, but be it as it may, B'makom Tsar, we've been talking about, he actually wants to say that Lemaisi wants to say Avol Aflo Oisrim is also Rak Midrabban, and the whole thing, if somebody causes himself to bleed, like we spoke about last time, somebody has an itch, or we spoke about last time somebody pops a pimple, or somebody's cleaning off a wound, right, a cut or something along those lines, and automatically gonna be bleeding. So he wants to say on page Reish Pei Aleph Avol Aflo Oisrim is also Rak Midrabban, to have a Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. So Vehikila b'makom Tsar, and then it's actually there's others who want to say. He wants to say Afal P the Kai Melancha Psikreshet Le Isle Beisadura Raisa. It's also okay, but then he wants to say the mice over here, it's the whole thing is Drabbanan anyways. But be it as it may, b'makom Tsar, however you look at it, Psikreshet Le Ichbasle, Psikreshet Le Nichale, Mlachashain Sri Khalagufa. In these cases, these instances, there's various different ways of looking at it. The Yisharit scene says one, certain times he wants to say some Lachshay Sri Khalagufa, and Sefer Klalim brings down, sometimes we want to say Psikreshet Le Ichbasle. But be it as it may, in these cases, I want to talk about one more case in reference to a splinter, which we spoke about a little bit. There is room to be makel. So he wants to say in reference to a splinter. Now the Mishnah Berurah talks about over there in Simshin Chav Ches, Sifkat and Pei Ches, that if to pulling out a splinter is okay, as long as they know in a case in time where there's no, most of the time they won't bleed. A lot of times a person has a splinter and it bothers them, whatever, but they could just pull it out and that's it. They won't be bleeding. I mean, it's possible to do. But in case of time where a person knows that it will be bleeding, right, there's a good chance that it will be bleeding, and so he wants to bring down the Sefer Klalim, also the Sefer Kovitz Halachas brings it down like that. They're going with the klalim that what we've been talking about. The bleeding will happen automatically, but bechlal, the person doesn't want to have bleeding at all. And he wanted to say last time we spoke about it, it's really with a shinoi. That's not how one makes himself bleed. If somebody wants to take a blood test, you take a blood test. There's ways of doing it with a needle. The person doesn't release blood from their body by pulling out a splinter, right, or making themselves scratch. It's like a little bit with a shinoi, kalacha yad. Even so, you'll say malach shein tzricha legufa psikreshet. Okay, but be it as may. Bottom line is, he says if it's really bothering a person, right? If there's no blood, then there's not. So that's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah says straight up. But if it's bothering a person, so he says also mutter lahitz. He says the same for klalim on reish pei beis. We spoke about last time, even with a needle, possibly how to work that. But I just want to talk about right now. A person's just going to pull it right out, and that's it. Mutter lahitz kuitz mibasare. A person has a splinter, right? Just pulling it right out. We spoke a little bit about it, but I just want to straighten up the subject. A person would be allowed to pull out this splinter if it's bothering them. It's bothering me. A lot of times a splinter really hurts. Right? Of course, you have to have a mind not to, you don't want to have blood come out. If a person pulls out a splinter, and I want it to bleed also, whatever, medical reasons, okay? We're not talking about a case in time where an infection, whatever. I want it to bleed. That's no good.
It has to be in a case of time. A person doesn't want to bleed. Most person scratches himself, they don't want to bleed, right? A person pulls out a splinter, they don't want to bleed. A person cleans off a cut, which we spoke about last time. They don't want to bleed. So they don't have a mind to bleed. So he says, "Afka sheyesh psik reisha sheyatz adam." Even though automatically, inevitably, it's going to come out blood, because she efshal lahitziyah kais. Because of the fact, this splinter I can't take out. Rak alidei tzoris dam. I know when I take out the splinter, it's automatically going to bleed, and it hurts me a lot. It's bothering me a lot. So he says, with all those klolim, all the klolim that we have been talking about, it would be okay to pull out the splinter, even in this case. Mishabru was talking about a case where you could do it without having bleeding. But even in this case, it would also be fine to pull it out.
Okay, just to go through the Sefer Kovetz, Halachas also brings it down like that on page Tov Tes Zayin, Ois Mem Aleph, page Tov Tes Zayin, Ois Mem Aleph, also would be allowed in a case in time where somebody doesn't have a choice and it's going to bleed automatically and it hurts them, it bothers them. He says the same thing on the bottom. He goes through the whole Indian also with Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa, the Makam Sar and so on. So just real quickly, just to finish off the subject, reading from the Sefer Shabbos Home, who actually quotes that Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Pei Ches and Simin Shin Chav Ches. He says like this: removing splinters, on page 362, he says, one is permitted to remove a splinter on Shabbos, even if it might cause some blood to flow. There's a splinter, right? So one would be allowed to remove that splinter. And even if it's not bothering me too much, as long as the person knows that it's not really, it's a good chance it won't bleed. I'm just pulling it out and that's it. So one will be allowed to remove the splinter on Shabbos, even if it might cause some blood to flow. As long as the person knows that most of the time it won't cause blood. However, it must make every effort, he says. However, the person must make every effort to avoid causing bleeding. Now, I want to stress that in all these cases, when we spoke about the itching last time, and, we spoke about the other thing, in conjunction with cleaning a wound, a cut, the person does have, this is an important point that he's saying, a person must make every effort to avoid causing bleeding. You know, don't just do it, it's bothering me, I'll do it. You have to make every effort to avoid causing bleeding. If removing the splinter, he says, in conjunction with the other cases we spoke about, and the klolim and so on, if removing the splinter will definitely cause the person to bleed, the person may remove it only if it's causing the person pain. But Makam Sar, it's causing him pain, and that's all. If it's not causing the person pain, then they may not remove it. So we're dealing again, but Makam Sar, it's mamish, it hurts, right? Whatever the case is, it hurts. But Makam Sar, so then, in such a case, if removing the splinter will definitely cause the person to bleed, then if in a case in time whereby automatically it will start to bleed, then they may remove it only in a case in time whereby it's causing them pain. If it's not causing them pain, so then they can't do it. Okay, we'll end off with that. So that's basically the subject of, in all these cases, like we said, cleaning the wound, right, and the scratching, whatever the case is. These are cases where my mom, the person's in pain, and it bothers me. It hurts me a lot. So then those cases is what to rely on. So that's those are basically the halachas, in conjunction with a splinter, and so on. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.